Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise.
And the annoying buzz you hear in the background of this podcast is not your speakers, but is part of the original recording. Our sincere apologies.
What's the point of having all this cool gear if you don't have fun with it? If you don't do crazy shit? Huh? I ask you. Are you out there? It's season three still, Daughter of God cast summer vacation, and this is episode 105, ARC. That's A-R-C, ARC. My laptop's dictionary has this to say about vacations. An extended period of recreation, especially one spent away from home or in traveling. Here I am on my iMac at home, catching up on bookkeeping, running the numbers, accounting with QuickBooks. Am I really on vacation? No, I'm not. Because vacations are finite. An extended period is not the same as forever. For artists, life is creation and recreation, or recreation. I deliberately recreate myself as an incarnation of rapture, adventure, intrigue. Even QuickBooks is fun. Naming the third season Summer Vacation is an homage to kidhood, when vacations were a thing, a delicious forgetting of all the claptrap and contradictions of convention. Clearing away the clutter of religious, civil, and cultural indoctrination. Back when Sri Fuji Split's first strong desires were inspired for freedom, discovery, excellence, for an end to alien aspirations and agendas, for room to bloom. Even chains are fun, because eventually we get to throw them off. When we throw off our chains, vacations are no longer relevant. Play is our always. Leela. Life. The signals from a nearby now had a few things to say about vacations, possibly from a post-chain-throwing-off perspective. There were rivers of rushing metal, sometimes still, sometimes flowing, and colored blinky lights told the metal when to stop or get going. Here's the craziest quirk, boggles the imagination. They were always doing works so they could get a vacations. Not sure what works were, she tried to explain, as if in your pants a burr that gives a scratchy pain. Every step you take, a wincing face you make. I guess vacations were good, a week of doing nothing except tipsing drinks, festivating foods, and for the grown-ups, sexy loving. They went to renty huts that anyone could stay in, with renty vacation beds that anyone could lay in. Not like sleeping with 100 unknown others, 'cause all vacations peeps were spirit sisters and brothers, sharing magic style with their frequent flyer miles. Meanwhile, back in the now, summer vacations persist, so that must mean that kids are still being steered clear of their heart's desire. Coming back to who we are is inevitable, and perhaps a bit of chafing makes the bliss following so much sweeter. Martin Luther King likely borrowed "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice" from American transcendentalist Theodore Parker, who published a slew of sermons before the Civil War. What the heck is American transcendentalism, you might very well ask? I certainly did. From the Internet Encyclopedia of Philosophy, here's an excerpt on the entry for AT, or American Transcendentalism. "American transcendentalism is essentially a kind of practice by which the world of facts and categories of common sense are temporarily exchanged for the world of ideas and the categories of imagination. The point of this exchange is to make life better by lifting us above the conflicts and struggles that weigh on our souls. As these chains fall away, our souls rise to heightened experiences of freedom and union with the good." Holy cats, great Scott! This philosophy of American transcendentalism seems to line up with the universe described by Infinite Intelligence, aka Abraham Hicks. Current reality is yesterday's news. We don't get any traction by concentrating on what is, but rather on the excitement and joy of what's about to be, riding in on powerful desire. Then optimal creation flows like crazy. I'm speaking from experience. I've been practicing and getting more adept at emphasizing my sparkling imagination over mundane circumstance. The cosmos seems to be responding too. The arc of my universe is bending towards justice, which is pretty much the same as saying super worthy outcomes are showing up. This podcast is evidence. Did I mention that we're on episode 105? 105 weeks. Neither snow, nor rain, nor heat, nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds. Right? That's you and me. 105 weeks together, and counting. That, by the way, is not the official creed or motto of the USPS, according to Wikipedia, just a Greek riff on the ancient Persian courier service. But I will say that it is that saying, the whole thing, is carved into the post office in Midtown in New York City. It's a big post office. So the American transcendentalists were onto something. Those zany dudes, Thoreau and Emerson, were both labeled ATs, perhaps in protest. I guess probably I am a neo-American transcendentalist. And that. Let's now check back with me in front of the computer doing my accounting. Yep, there I am. I look like I'm having a lot of fun. Don't I? Another robust, tasty episode of the Daughter of Godcast. Not too sugary or cheesy, just the right amount of spice and heat, bursting with quality ingredients and a confident vision of our shared thriving. Whether running QuickBooks, throwing rocks, driving tractors, feeding kittens, building miniatures, swimming with the fishes, flipping pancakes, whirring up smoothies, or taking a luxurious nap, we are all in this together. Be ye of Earth or some distant star, next door dimension, time traveler, dead or alive, welcome. I appreciate the you, I imagine, the dream of listeners, the me and the we, who I write and record for each week. I don't know what I'm doing, but I love pretending that I do. I love pretending you too.